BSI in the world. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's happy anniversary, Behind the Black, the 12th anniversary. This is the final days of the fundraising of July for Happy Birthday Behind the Black. It all ends on Sunday when the core stage of Long March 5B comes crashing down. Do you think there's a connection there, Bob?
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
We're going to Mars. Perseverance, the Brave Rover number 2 in Jezero Crater, is now dropping off or about to drop off samples. How are they going to pick them up, Bob?
Well, NASA and the European Space Agency announced that they've revised the plans on how they were going to recover those core samples. Perseverance hasn't dropped any off yet, John. They've been it's been gathering core samples within its sample rack. And eventually what it hopes to do is possibly, it has duplicate samples, multi-samples. So half the samples will maybe be placed in a depot on the ground, and the other half will be kept in Perseverance. And how NASA and ESA have rearranged their plans is they're not going to launch a rover to get those samples. They've decided that Perseverance itself is robust enough that they can depend on Perseverance to be the rover. So what they're going to do in 2028, if all goes as planned, landing in 2030, a lander will arrive on Mars and try to touch down near Perseverance. Perseverance will then, as a rover, move close to that lander where a European robot arm will reach in and remove the core samples and place them in a launcher that Lockheed Martin is supposed to build, which will bring a sample capsule back towards Earth that Europe is building, and then it'll return those samples to Earth. That's at least one of the plans. It'll return by 2033 if everything goes well. If Perseverance is not able to rove by that time, they would then have two small helicopters on the lander that will fly to pick up the depot samples that are on the ground or the samples that are on Perseverance themselves. So this is they're taking advantage of what they learned with Ingenuity, and they're going to try to apply it to this mission here as a backup to Perseverance. And that's the plan right now, John. We'll have to see. The United Kingdom was building the rover. That rover is not going to have to be repurposed or abandoned. They'll probably try to repurpose it to be a lunar lander, a lunar rover, but we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, John.
What is Draper?
Now we're talking about other lunar landers. Draper has won a contract from NASA to build a lander to land on the far side of the moon. This lander is going to include work done by iSpace, a Japanese company that's about to send its first lander to the moon later this year, carrying rovers from UAE and its own rover. And so Draper's won the contract. It's about $73 million. It's very possible this contract is replacing a company called Mastodon, which is shut down and had its own contract for a lunar lander. But Draper's going to put, hopefully by, let's see if I see the date here, sometime in 25, it's going to put a lander on the far side of the moon, and it'll also include with it two small orbiters to provide relay communications from the far side, John.
Hyundai is developing a rover. This is a trend, Bob. Lunar rovers everywhere.
And they're almost all private. This is Hyundai has signed a deal with the South Korean government, at least six different government agencies, research agencies, to provide a lunar rover and lander to put their instruments on the moon. And there's no date set here, but they've now signed the contract. So Hyundai is going to now build lunar rovers for South Korean government research agencies. Yep, we got a lot of rovers going, John. A lot of rovers.
The James Webb Space Telescope. Bob introduces us last week to a problem, and now he introduces us to a big problem. Bob, the James Webb Space Telescope is discovering unwanted information. It's discovering galaxies that are too early, much too early. Bob, the theory is there was the Big Bang, then there was darkness, and then there was reionization, and then there were galaxies starting about a billion years. James Webb Space Telescope didn't get the program. Who's to blame?
The cosmologists are the ones in trouble here. The observers, the one who gathered the data from Webb, they're having a field day because they don't care what the theories are. They just discover what report what they discover. And what they've discovered now is another galaxy that formed much too early. Apparently, this galaxy was already formed 220 million years after the Big Bang, just 220 million years. And it's a real galaxy. It's only a dot, but it's more than a dot. It's oblong. It looks like it's even could be a spiral galaxy. And it's formed almost immediately after the Big Bang. This is suggesting that either their timing having to do with the Big Bang is seriously wrong, or the Big Bang theory itself is seriously wrong. And this is what Webb is going to do. It's either going to tell us the Big Bang is right, or it's going to tell us the Big Bang is wrong. And right now, it's beginning to point to the Big Bang being wrong, John. We have to wait. More data is coming in, but it's really exciting.
You can't have galaxies before you reionize. It's not possible.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I give up. I give up. All right, fine. Let's go to a slot canyon on Mars. One more time, Bob. What is a slot canyon?
Slot Canyon, you see those in the Southwest, they're very thin canyons that are very deep, and you can walk through them, and they flood, and you got to be careful you don't drown. Well, the Perseverance has spotted a slot canyon on Mars. It's not formed in the same way as Earth. I've got a picture on Behind the Black. It's kind of cool to look at. I made this mosaic. I'd say the thing is body width, but it's about maybe 20 feet high, but it's definitely a slot canyon, and it's formed differently than on Earth, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. Happy birthday, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.